Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Sean Watson, losing money. 22 days from the draft, we thought the Texans would be getting back in play when it comes to the draft. That's on hold as we sit right now. Nike's on hold as well. They're suspending their relationship with Deshaun Watson. Beats by Dre is out. They are out on Deshaun Watson. And the plot really is kind of thickening. It's gone from will he be traded within the next 3 weeks to can he be traded? Is he going to be traded? What's going to happen? What's next for Deshaun Watson? Will he play football again? When is he going to return to the field? What's it going to take? What people is he going to have to separate himself with when it comes to his camp? Because regardless of how you look at it, they've sucked throughout this whole thing. They've been absolute garbage, trash, ridiculous from the very beginning, really before all this went on. So his camp has been whack from the beginning. Where does Deshaun Watson go from here, though? Does he go to jail? Criminal charges could still be on the way, courtesy of Tony Busby yesterday at his press conference. There's really just a lot of questions when it comes to Deshaun Watson, but you've just got to wonder what's next for Deshaun, because we've been asking that question really all year, but now that question is on a much higher level, and there are a lot more layers to the question, what's next for Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, the layers, you know, multifaceted, obviously. The number one thing is these civil cases, do they get settled out of court? You heard lawyer Sam say he guaranteed there's no way this is going to go to court. The amount of, I'm not going to say evidence, but I guess presented evidence outside of the court of law is just too insurmountable. That's number one. And if it does go to court, and we're wrong on that, because I do agree with lawyer Sam, then that's the most important thing. How is it going to play out in court? But there are so many elements that affect so many people beyond that. To me, I go back to the football aspect and the business aspect of from the Houston Texans and NFL perspective. It's almost weird that we're equating, well, how's the NFL going to react to this, to 22 cases of alleged sexual misconduct. It's just the world in which we live. You know, clearly that is much more daunting and important on so many levels. But it is what we're here for, to talk about all these aspects.
It's a job, man.
I think the NFL, this is now in the NFL's hands. After Beats by Dre dropped him, after Nike dropped him, after what happened
yesterday. Standby on Nike. Nike's suspended him. Suspended, yeah.
Suspended him. And after what we heard yesterday, maybe not the truth, but very believable, at least yesterday, I think the NFL now, they've been investigating and issued a statement. I think they have to react at some point in the relative near future, to be honest.
Why?
Because look at all their partners that are reacting immediately. Look at the backlash and certainly the public outcry that is going on around it. I think the NFL is they can't just sit on their hands, I'll put it that way.
Is it necessarily sitting on your hands? How is the NFL not doing anything immediately any different from Nike? Because I think the NFL, I know Nike had to announce that they're suspending it and they're kind of letting it play out and they're going to figure out what goes down. Which is with Kobe, they stood by Kobe. They never parted ways. They just waited for the ad campaign in 2004. But the NFL letting it play out and figuring it out is, I don't think it's necessarily standing on your
no, they're going to investigate.
I think it's kind of the same thing.
They're going to investigate. Tony Busby said that, according to Mark Berman, that you know, some of these women are going to be cooperative with the NFL investigation. All I'm saying is they're going to have to react sooner rather than later, because this is just enormous right now for the entire league.
Andrew Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. I also think that if you look at this from a Deshaun Watson perspective, I think the main priority is for him, figure out what you need to do with yourself, and figure out how you can save your career. And I know that sounds trivial in the big scheme of things, but if you're Deshaun Watson right now, you're losing endorsements. You're losing this goal that you have to be legendary. Losing your career is really what he needs to look at. And if you are trying to save your career, I think you have to avoid this going to a trial, because I think that could be very, very costly. Mm-hmm. And you have to change the way in which you go about things, regardless of what happened.
I agree. Let me ask you this. What NFL teams would trade for Deshaun Watson right now? I mean, when you think about it, I mean, there are, you know, I've talked about how the Texans are affiliated with the Houston Women's Shelter, and that's certainly going to be a very sticky situation for them. How the NFL is affiliated and very, very much endorses for an entire month breast cancer awareness. I mean, that's the same case in every other NFL city. Every NFL city has these affiliations and these groups with which they like to identify. What serious question, because I have an opinion, but I'm not so sure on it. What NFL teams would take Deshaun Watson as it stands right now? Which ones would embrace him coming to their club?
I mean, I don't know that anyone is going to trade for Deshaun Watson at the moment. I mean, I thought even a few days ago, I thought that maybe there would be some teams willing to trade. I think the first step is going to be settling. I think he's going to have to settle this case to where the threat of Tony Busby having a press conference every other day or putting out a new statement or a new lawsuit coming out needs to be eliminated. And then the criminal process with the police, I think that kind of has to be, you at least have to have a grasp of that, which, by the way, if you do settle, I think it becomes less likely.
Correct.
That goes on. But if you are an NFL team, I think a settlement is something that you're going to have to need to happen for this to go on, because the last thing you want, regardless of the legal process playing out and regardless of how you feel about what didn't happen or what people may or may not be doing in this whole thing, if I'm an NFL team and I'm the Miami Dolphins, I might be willing to roll the dice on someone with questionable character or a bad public perception, especially if they're a star quarterback. But I don't think I want Tony Busby smelling blood and coming at me.
To be honest, I think there are two teams that could still be in the hunt, and we're all going to hate one of them. I think Miami is still in the hunt. Up until last week, through last week, I continued to hear very strong things about Miami and the Texans working on a deal. I'm sure they could still be involved, and maybe, you know, Brian Flores says, we understand, we're going to sit him out, he's going to have a suspension, et cetera, and they can ride it out, because they've already had that dialogue with the Texans. The other one's the New England Patriots. I hate it, but I think the New England Patriots could say, we'll take him off your hands.
There will be an absolute uproar.
I'm telling you, though,
Deshaun Watson ends up on the New England Patriots.
Would you disagree that they are the one team outside of Miami that's already had these discussions, as I understand it, that could say, we'll do it. We'll take him. They got Belichick. They've got the titles. They've got Kraft, who lets them do whatever. They can insulate themselves. They have insulated themselves. I think the Patriots could do it, and it's terrifying to me.
When you react to these things, like whenever they're actually happening, because 24 hours ago, Tony Busby, at this very moment, actually walked into the room and he said what he said, and you kind of get a rush. It is a responsibility that you have to present the information, react, especially in this situation, react accordingly. But after the dust settles, you kind of get a deep breath after you're leaving the station. You get to sleep, and then you come in, and you kind of have – you don't necessarily have a new line of thoughts, but it's like any time you
more
sleep
clarity.
On a decision or you get to talk about it, that's how you feel. After the dust settled yesterday and I went home and I'm sitting on the couch watching the Astros, I'm thinking to myself, okay, in the big scheme of things, how much would this change whether or not I wanted to trade for Deshaun Watson if I was the Miami Dolphins? Because initially you said you were talking release and then you were throwing out like, well, what about Tua in a first-round pick and all that? And I was like, no, I wouldn't do that. And I started thinking, okay, maybe there would still be teams willing to trade for Deshaun Watson because at the end of the day, the legal process has to play out. You have to see what goes on, and you have to figure out you have to basically not react emotionally, as Attorney Sam said things.
Yeah.
But when I woke up this morning and I saw that Nike is suspending their relationship with Deshaun Watson and that Beats by Dre is saying peace out to Deshaun Watson, that to me kind of hit home. And it's got to hit home for Deshaun Watson now.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you talk about settling, on one hand, it's going to be expensive, but you're also losing money now. Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson, amidst all of this, and we know he's cared about
money. That was his fallback plan for sitting out.
All the guys talked about the last year has been money. I mean, ever since he signed that contract, that's all Deshaun Watson talks about.
Mm-hmm.
Money. Separate yourself from the 9-to-5. Let's go become a billionaire. Let's become legendary. That's all he's talked about. But with all this going on, outside of having to pay Rusty Harden whatever he wanted to pay Rusty Harden, his money's pretty much been the same.
Mm-hmm.
The contract is still going on as the NFL investigates. He still has all these endorsements. He still has all that going on. But he woke up this morning, and he lost the Beats by Dre endorsement, and Nike has basically shoved him to the side. Those are two brands that athletes want to be a part of.
Absolutely.
You take pride.
Anywhere in the world, any sport.
And being able to say, just anybody.
I got that Beats by Dre endorsement. I got that Nike endorsement.
Just the 9-to-5 worker that's working his ass off. When you get that fresh pair of Nikes or you get those Beats by Dre headphones, you are proud of those. When you're Deshaun Watson and you're getting paid to endorse those products that people are proud of, that's something that you take great pride in. Those products basically now are basically saying, screw you. That's what they're saying to Deshaun Watson. Now, you can say, well, they're just saying, let it play out. Beats by Dre isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to humble pie and it comes to actually waking up and realizing the situation that you're actually in, that's got to be real as hell for Deshaun Watson right now.
Absolutely. And that's money that I'm sure was a part of his fallback plan if he had to sit out. And then there's everything that's going on around him. Let me ask you a very serious question. You and our loophole, 713-572-4610, if you want to text in. Given what seems to be imminent with Deshaun Watson, suspension perhaps, he's already lost these endorsements from partners that you have with the NFL, or at least is, you know, lost one of them and suspended on the other. It could be a year, could be more if it goes to trial. Would you want to go through that? Or would you trade today? Today. I want an answer.
Okay. I'm here.
With the Miami Dolphins for a second round pick and Tua Tagovailoa.
No. Get the hell out of here. No. I would rather just wait it out. No. Absolutely not. Hell to the no.
You know, I asked Sean Pendergast that. He was kind of like.
You said a first.
I said a first.
Sean. You said
him.
A first to Sean.
Yeah. Okay. Let me do the same deal. Today, right now, given what you're going to be facing as an organization and everything else, would you trade Deshaun Watson to Miami for a first-round pick and Tua Tagovailoa?
No, I would not.
Figgy?
Nah, man. You might end up with nothing, though, so you might want to take
my
that
point.
That's fine. I would rather have nothing.
You'd rather have nothing than a first-rounder and Tua?
I would rather let it play out and see what happens. Yes, I would. That's just me, though. You're different.
There's the deal.
Different strokes for
Deshaun
different
to Miami for a first rounder and Tua.
No. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports.
I wouldn't
Sports
want
Radio
to.
610. 713-572-4610.
But you might not get
610.
Anything.
Call in and tell Lopez he's dumb.
Or will you? Because
EA Sports.
No.
All right, let's just keep this going. We'll keep this going. Call in and tell
might,
John Lopez
here's
he's
here's the
nuts.
Thing, but let me just frame it the right way. It's on the table that you might not get anything for him if
That's
you just
fine.
Sit.
That's fine. I'm good with it.
We trade him for a first and Tua.
Get the hell out of here. Frustrating EA Sports with John Lopez and Landry Locker next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Sports Radio 610 is teaming up with Gulf Coast Regional Blood Center all this week. When you donate during the Sports Radio 610 Blood Drive, you'll get a t-shirt from the Blood Center showing their thanks for you being an MVP. We are rotating locations throughout the week all over Houston. We will be near you. To look at locations and schedule an appointment, go to sportsradio610.com. And thank you for saving lives and teaming up with us and the Gulf Coast Regional Blood Center.
At least two, perhaps three, have done so already. There's others that are considering it. I can tell you, and this is, again, based on reports, because I wasn't involved in it, but the Houston Police Department was extremely cooperative, professional, compassionate. You've heard here, it's a very intense process. You know, I obviously am not discouraging anyone from making that report. It's incredibly important. Keep in mind, there are other jurisdictions involved and other types of reports that might be made. But until that happens, you know, we won't have any comment on that.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. That was Tony Busby. We'll talk to Stanford Route at 12:40. But, John, you are an absolute nut job for what you just said. I'm not going to open the text line or anything.
You better.
These loopholes are foolish sometimes. Shout out to you if you are one.
I asked for loopholes opinions just because of where we are. Would you take a trade to Miami, Deshaun Watson, for a first-round pick and Tua? It's encouraging. I don't know if encouraging is right. It's enlightening that a high number of our listeners are saying in a heartbeat. God, is that where we are now? We were talking about trading entire drafts, four first-rounders and two players, et cetera, et cetera. And now it's like, sure, a first and Tua? Let's do it.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I think you still gotta hold off. I mean, again, you could not get appropriate value, and you could end up getting nothing if this plays out and there is criminal charges or who knows what else. But I do think you just need to steer clear from Deshaun Watson. No billboards of Deshaun Watson. Hell, I wouldn't even sell his jersey. If I'm the Texans, I would send those straight to TJ Maxx. But I do think you just need to let it play out, see what happens.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Holy smokes. Reliant Energy statement. Reliant is aware of pending civil lawsuits and a criminal investigation involving Deshaun Watson. This is according to Aaron Reese. Our relationship with Watson as a brand ambassador was scheduled to end this spring prior to these allegations. There are no plans for future engagements or contracts with him. We take accusations of this nature very seriously. With respect to the legal process, we do not have any further comment at this moment.
Read that again for the people. Reliant Energy.
According to Aaron Reese, Reliant is aware of pending civil lawsuits and a criminal investigation involving Deshaun Watson, Houston Texans quarterback. Our relationship with Watson as a brand ambassador was scheduled to end this spring prior to these allegations. There are no plans for future engagements or contracts with him. We take accusations of this nature very seriously. With respect to the legal process, we do not have any further comment on this matter.
All right, now let's be honest. We started this noon hour. Shout out to all the loopholes having lunch and listening to us on the Odyssey app, formerly the radio.com app. If you listen, you are one, and the people going old school with the 610. Started this out talking about Beats by Dre and Nike and how anybody that rocks a pair of Nikes or rocks the Beat by Dre, you wear those with pride. And if you're an athlete and you get that endorsement, you feel good. If you lose that endorsement and Nike says that they're going to suspend their relationship with you like they did with Deshaun Watson, and Beats by Dre says, screw you, we want nothing to do with you, that's humbling. That's very humbling for somebody. That is a massive piece of humble pie with extra whipped cream on top for Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
But when Reliant speaks out,
yep,
it's not as cool of a brand for the kids, and it's not something that I think Deshaun Watson has as
local.
Much pride in. But it's not only local. Can you tell me what the stadium is called down the street? The one I'm looking at right now next to the Astrodome. What is that stadium called that we go to on Sundays, tailgate and cover Texans games? What is it called?
Well, it's NRG Stadium, but it used to be called Reliant Stadium.
And they still have a relationship with the Houston Texans. Reliant still has a huge relationship with the Houston Texans. And they've made it clear they want nothing to do with Deshaun Watson. This is the most massive endorsement.
Not the sexiest, not the biggest. Come out.
But this makes the future of Deshaun Watson very clear. He is not. We talked about 1% yesterday with John McClain and writing this out. Deshaun Watson's not going to play for the Houston Texans again. Again, might not be breaking news, but the fact that Reliant
wants
nothing to do with Deshaun Watson.
No. This is
the end of Deshaun Watson as a Houston Texan.
Well, not only that. I mean, you've heard the promos. I've been saying it's on the table that the Texans cut Deshaun Watson. I'm not predicting it. I'm not hoping for it. But I think it's something that it's a discussion that they are having. If they weren't before, they are now. They are absolutely having that discussion now. This is Reliant, guys. This is a local, huge, founding partner with the Houston Texans. Before they had helmets and jerseys, they had Reliant. This is an enormous, enormous development. And the other part of this, I said this earlier, Landry, I don't feel sorry for Deshaun Watson considering what I've heard. I mean, he could be exonerated, obviously. I don't feel sorry for Deshaun Watson, but I'm extremely concerned. I'm extremely concerned about his choices, maybe his the way he feels and
it's mental health at this point.
Exactly. Thank you, Figgy. That's what I was looking for, his mental health. And this is let me ask you again, do you still think the Texans aren't considering releasing him?
Yes. You can't. I mean, until the NFL says that the moral clause can come in, you can't release him. You can't pay a guy $50 million to not be here. That would be bad. That would be bad business. That'd be bad taste. You can distance yourself from him. And I think Reliant is part of the process of distancing yourself from him. You can let it play out, and then you can see as the dust settles, maybe he tries to repair his image, gets these lawsuits taken care of and whatnot. You can do that. I think you can distance yourself with him without just taking the massive hit that they would have to take in order to release him. The NFL has to weigh in on this before the Texans even consider that type of thing.
I think they are, but I want to make another point right now that's really – and it is sad. I understand if he did these things, nobody's going to feel sorry for him, but it is sad. We're watching a man's entire world crumble around him in real time. I mean, just over the course of this one show, we started with, hey, Nike is out, and all the revelations of yesterday. I forget exactly what time in the first hour, Beats by Dre says, we're out. In the last 3 minutes, Reliant says, we're out. We're watching a man's entire world just crumble around him in real time.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. And I mean, this is the guy that went from giving his game checks to cafeteria workers during Hurricane Harvey to, you know, just embracing the community and all that to all of a sudden, you know, he wants to eliminate himself from 9-to-5 workers. Get rid of those people is what he said on Instagram. Just distance yourself. Get those people out of your circle that aren't trying to escape the 9-to-5. And then this comes out, regardless of what did or didn't happen. I mean, Deshaun Watson right now, he is the most polarizing figure in sports right now. He is the top story nationally. He's the top story here. And it's just not a good situation, regardless of what did or didn't happen.
We're getting a few texts. What about HEB? What about Bud Light?
He will not be in the HEB commercials this year.
I can tell you that. Now, I don't know about a partnership.
They're going to release a statement sometime today.
They're going to have to do something, you think? You think they're going to drop him?
I think so. They're going to say something.
I think HEB can just – you guys can just relax and keep providing a great service. Just don't put him in the commercials.
People are talking about HEB because we see their commercials, and we see these commercials as well. But I'm wondering about another one that I feel is very, very much tied in with a lot of these partners, charitable partners that the Texans have, Houston Methodist. Methodist Training Center.
Look,
What Nike sets the tone. I mean, Nike is one of the most global brands in the country. When Nike says, look, we're going to put this on hold, every other company, there's like a snowball effect of that. When Nike speaks, the other companies follow. And that's what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Let's talk to Stanford Rout about all this. His weekly visit coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so Reliant Energy separating themselves from Deshaun. It was set to expire the deal in the spring, but Reliant Energy not renewing. Nike basically said, Deshaun, we're going to suspend the relationship. You then had Beats by Dre say, peace out, Deshaun. We want nothing to do with you. Mitch and HEB, Patrick Storm actually just DM'd me, and he told me that HEB deal expired 2 months ago. So I don't know what the deal is. I would think that in a normal world that would have been re-upped automatically, but I strongly doubt that. We will not see Deshaun Watson in HEB commercials right now. What exactly are we to think right now when it comes to Deshaun Watson? Because I get it. You want the legal process to play out. You want to see how it goes. Innocent till proven guilty, so on and so forth. Get it.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these companies, all of these brands are basically saying peace out because that matters when it comes to an athlete.
This isn't a court of law.
And you also have Rusty Harden putting out the statement, an email exchange from Deshaun Watson's camp where they – at the minimum, said they were willing to negotiate with the initial accuser. And they said that Deshaun Watson needed to learn a lesson and not to put himself in those types of situations.
Right.
That's where you are. What exactly are all of the people that believed in Deshaun Watson, not just as the savior of the organization and the first quarterback, that we've had in this town, but as more of an athlete, a servant, is what Jalen Ramsey called him 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The guy who you wanted to kids to model themselves after, the role model, the guy that a lot of people look to as the perfect face of a franchise. You couldn't ask for a better face of a franchise. Not telling people how to feel. But how do you think those people are feeling right now hearing this, even with the mindset that you do want to let the legal process play out and you don't want to jump to any conclusions?
Yeah.
Even the level-headed ones, what are they thinking?
You can't really – you never know about a person and all the gremlins that they have in their lives. You can emulate someone. You can admire someone. You can even call them a role model. But to make them your actual role model without knowing everything – I think people are their eyes are wide open. Even if you're the biggest Deshaun Watson fan and you're still, you know, saying things like this proves nothing, it's just hearsay, et cetera, which might be proved in a court of law. Deshaun Watson could well be exonerated. You know, the judge could well find for the plaintiff, could well find for the defendant. If it goes to a criminal case, they could well find him guilty. They could well find him not guilty. But what we know right now with the two things that we're talking about, Reliant, a founding partner of the Houston Texans, bailing, and the other corporations, and then what people feel about Deshaun Watson and how that might change, these two things are just enormous commentaries on the real world. It's not a court of law. The real world of business, they're distancing themselves from Deshaun Watson, because it's a great business. It's a smart business decision for them. The real world fans who emulated and considered Deshaun Watson a role model, you have to completely rethink that and not make him your role model anymore. That much, I think, even his biggest advocates have to admit.
It's going to be interesting when we hear from Deshaun Watson, because I think it'll happen in the next couple months. We'll see Deshaun Watson. We've seen athletes in the past different situations. I'm not trying to compare all situations, but we've seen the Tiger Woods initial press conference. We've seen the Kobe Bryant heard the Kobe Bryant press conference. You have to face the music. It's going to be interesting to see what his, I don't necessarily want to call it a strategy, I'll say approach, what his approach to life and his life moving forward, because he still is 25 years old. He's still very young. There is a chance for change, and there is a chance to get on the other side of this and make himself better. Loophole Tony. Shout out to the Loopholes.
Talk about a Deshaun fan.
I did not know that she had a shrine in her house, but apparently she does. There was a Fathead, Deshaun Watson Fathead.
Pictures, posters.
Jerseys, all that type of stuff. Tony put out a tweet yesterday, and she's basically recording her shrine, and you can just hear the emotion from Tony. Now, Tony is the extreme fan. So I don't think all fans are having this much of a dilemma, but this is just what Tony was going through with the Deshaun Watson situation as she sat there and observed her Deshaun Watson shrine.
I went through all the press conferences today, and this is my wall. There's JJ, there's DeAndre, there's Deshaun. And as I walk over here, that's DeAndre. And this is the one thing that we have been waiting for so long. And I just have to tell you, being a survivor myself, but at the end of the day, I just ain't ready to take it down. I just ain't ready. I'm gonna pray for you, Deshaun.
There you go,
man.
Telling you, Tony rides and dies with Deshaun, but now she's in it. She's in a tough.
She's gonna take it down.
That's the diehard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's gonna take it down yet. She's gonna let it play out, just like maybe the Texans will. But Nike's letting it play out somewhat, and so Beats by Dre is not. Beats by Dre is saying goodbye. 713-572-4610. Some of you on the text line are so distracting. I need to close this thing.
What's going on?
Ocho is just sitting here holding like a freaking Cedric the Entertainer stand-up routine in this whole thing. Let's go to Stanford Routes. Stan the man on a Wednesday joining the show. So fresh and so clean. Stanford Route joins the show. Stan, how you living?
Doing pretty good, fellas. Hope everything is well with you guys. Let's go ahead and hop right into it.
Deshaun Watson, your reaction to everything that's gone on with Deshaun Watson from a player's perspective?
Oh, man. It seems like everything is just kind of slowly mounting more and more and more, just like what you just said, Landry. Beats by Dre out. Nike's putting everything on pause as far as the endorsement aspects go. And we just got to just kind of wait and see. It definitely is not by any stretch like encouraging or heartening. It's disheartening to hear everything that's going on, especially when you actually see and read the allegations. We saw how, the lady's name? Ashley Solis, I believe.
Yes.
It just came out, and her along with someone else, I forget her name, because I know that's pretty unprofessional for me to forget her name. But now Maxwell. They're actually, they're putting their face with their actual testimony. They're putting the name on what they're saying. So this thing right here is definitely going to get uglier before it gets better. I can tell you that much, because it seems like everything is now really starting to pick up steam, and as a player, as a teammate, something like that, you know that there's things in this world that go on that are not pleasant. You know that because this is planet Earth. But what, as a teammate, whenever you hear about your brother, someone you're in the locker room with, it really hits home, and it's very disheartening. I say that because we all as men, we have mothers, we have sisters, we have grandmothers, we have aunts, cousins, things like that. So that's when it really takes a different toll, when you actually think of it from that perspective. Like I said, nothing has been put in cement or in stone yet. You hope that all of this comes out to be false. You really, really do. But it's looking more and more as the days go by that where there's smoke, there is undoubtedly fire.
Now, we have to preface this with, obviously, these are allegations. Nothing has been settled in court, et cetera. But with the backdrop of everything that you heard yesterday, that we all heard yesterday, and the backdrop of everything that has been talked about with Deshaun Watson, is this even, if true, is this even beyond the pale of what, you know, for NFL athletes, for superstars, with are they shocked? Because it's a whole different world. You have women thrown at you. Maybe you've gotten on Instagram and hooked up, but I mean, obviously it's beyond the pale, but is this a shock to get this news from Deshaun Watson in an NFL locker room?
I would say for Deshaun Watson, somebody who's very philanthropic, somebody who appears to be a great man of honor, someone who carries himself in a certain type of way, it definitely is a shock to hear about it from him. Now, when you think about everything in the grand scheme of things, from a player perspective, just a nameless, faceless player, I mean, even me back in my playing days, I would hear certain things that a player may have been accused of. It's something that's a little bit more kind of under the table where it didn't really hit the media, didn't hit the news cycle, anything like that. So whenever you think of it coming from a quarterback, it definitely probably kind of raises more of an eyebrow. And especially when you see somebody who has been in the community doing so many great things, philanthropic, things like that, it definitely is something that like, wow, you know, we never know everybody completely. Like, I've been around you guys for the last couple of years. I feel like I know you guys somewhat, but I don't know you inside and out. You never know somebody completely. You don't. But there are certain people where you're like, well, you know what? Even though I don't know them inside and out, I just probably would have never guessed that. And I'd say this is probably one of those situations that it really just kind of came out of left field. And it appears that it is just mounting more and more and more by the day, and sometimes even by the hour. So it's definitely something that is disheartening as you see it piece by piece come out and matriculate even more.
Stanford Brout with us here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. You mentioned, stuff here and there that you would hear that wouldn't be as much to the forefront because of a quarterback. I brought this up earlier in the show. Deshaun Watson, even if you have the mindset or the cynical mindset that, you know, he's trying to get people are trying to squeeze him right now and people are trying to get money. And again, this is just hypothetically, he's not the first athlete in history that has had someone try to squeeze him or try to get money, but it never seems to come in this large of a bulk and this intensely. How much is a player's camp, management, agent, all that responsible for handling situations like that? Because there just seem to be a lot of context clues that whether it's the management that Rusty Harden put out, whether it's his agent, whether it's his quarterback coach, Quincy Avery, it does just seem like his camp was a little bit loose here. How much can a camp hurt you when situations like this occur?
A camp can hurt you a lot. It can also help you a lot. And it definitely is incumbent upon them to do their portion, do their part when it comes to actually trying to find a way to contain the fire. But let me just go ahead and say this. I got to say this as a man. I got to say this as a former player. It is your job as the player to make sure that the fire never gets started. Now, your camp can help you go ahead and contain it. Just kind of like a firefighter would, the fire department. But you as the homeowner, you as the player, it's your job to make sure that the fire never got started. Now you call them and they go ahead and they treat the fire. They go ahead and contain it. They keep it from exacerbating even more. But when it comes to the little things, when it comes to the big picture, you as the player, you have to be the one to make sure that the fire never gets started. So, yeah, your camp can help you, Landry. It can also hurt you. A camp could be a very important tool, a very important side of the bridge. But the main component, that's where you have to go ahead and take ownership. And even if it's just simply not entering a certain room because you may be a little bit nervous about somebody who may be trying to squeeze you. I've had people attempt to try to squeeze me before. I've had a family member try to attempt to squeeze me before. So as a player, you have to have your eyes on all angles of your head. You got to keep your head on a swivel. You have to make sure that you are that extra vigilant just because of the world that we live in, and not even the world that we live in now. It's been like that since the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 20s, 2000s, this, that, and the other. It's just now we got this social media train that's going on, so everybody's getting everything instantly as far as information. But people trying to squeeze you, people trying to go ahead and do things in a nefarious sort of way, that's been going on for quite some time.
Two nefariouses in one interview, Stanford. What do I owe this treat to?
How big of a deal? Go ahead.
No. You know what? Right now we're talking about something serious, so I'm going to refrain from my joke of the day. Go ahead, Landry.
All right. How big of a deal is it to lose a shoe deal in a Beats by Dre deal? That just seems kind of humbling to me when it comes to a professional athlete. Losing a Nike deal and Beats by Dre saying they want nothing to do with you. How humbling is that?
It's very humbling. It just goes to show that when you're an athlete, you feel like you're on top of the world. You feel like you're invincible. You're Superman. Like, okay, everybody likes me. Everybody loves me because I'm good at this. I'm great at that. I'm very charismatic. And of course, why the hell wouldn't they want to sign me? Because like, look at me, I'm great. Of course they want to be involved with me. They want me to endorse their product because I'm that guy. I'm that dude. But then something happens. And then that's when now you're reminded, it's a business. We want you to endorse our product because we know of the influence you have and how much you can push our product to make our sales and our revenue go up. But the moment that you do something silly, the moment that you do something stupid, the moment that you do something that is now questionable, that could potentially go ahead and damage our revenue, that could damage our sales, we want nothing to do with you. Doesn't matter how much you can, how fast you can run, how well you can throw a football, how well you can shoot a basketball, how well you can knock somebody out in the boxing ring, how far you can hit a baseball. It doesn't matter about any of that. So it definitely humbles you. It shows you that as quickly as you went up that ladder, quickly as you went up the chain, that you can go ahead and be knocked down a few pegs just as quickly. So, yeah, it's definitely something that reminds you of your mortality. It reminds you that you're a human just like everybody else. You put your pants on one leg at a time. So it definitely is something that reminds you and puts everything back in perspective.
Stanford Rout with us here on Sports Radio 610 for his weekly visit. Always a pleasure. Stan, where the photo shoot at today?
Landry, I what are you talking about? I still wonder what you mean whenever you say these things. Sometimes I kind of wonder if maybe the grapevine in you could just kind of wants to pick on me because I'm from Austin. Even though, hey, by the way, sorry thing about your Longhorns. Sorry thing about them.
Yeah.
But
Cougs
look maybe
good
I'm
Saturday.
Just... We were there.
That's right.
And yes. Baylor cheated.
Baylor cheated.
Okay, there we go. You heard
it
here first. Breaking news.
They
Baylor,
cheated.
Breaking news. Baylor cheated.
Baylor, they deserve it fair and square, man. I didn't watch the first half of the game on Saturday because I was traveling. But I tell you this, when I saw that game Monday night, I was like, oh, yeah, my Cougs, they didn't stand
a
chance.
Oh, yeah, now I understand.
Like, they didn't stand a chance.
Now
yeah,
I understand.
It made perfect sense. But at least we were and at least we didn't get smacked by ACU.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, by the way, pin that participation ribbon on your Louis Vuitton bag for me. I appreciate you.
Hey, Len, you know what? That was a good one. That was well-timed, too. That was
that
a good
was.
One.
See you, Stan.
You guys be good. I'll talk to y'all next week.
This guy's Stanford Rout. Let's go around the NFL. The facts and sounds of Nike standing by our parting ways with athletes in the past. Round the league next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.